But this year, so they had two shows for that run. They had December 30th and 31st, and the standing after the two chess games was 1-1. So naturally, they need to have a tiebreaker, and they thought, what better year to do it than this year? So I think through chess.com, Fish is playing a game against their audience on New Year's Eve. So I'm pretty excited to tune into that and maybe vote on a couple moves, because I think through this system, it's going to be the audience votes on the next move, and whatever move gets the most votes is what the audience does, and then the band will collaborate and make their moves back. So I was talking to my brother about how, you know, whether that'd be a difficult opponent, because you're kind of getting, in a way, the average of the entire audience, or the mode, I guess, the most common answer. So even if you have a master chess player in the audience, you're not really getting that move. It's just the consensus moves. But I think it'll avoid any major mistakes, because most people will hopefully see that. It would be interesting to see how that plays out. But I'm excited to participate in that on their dinner and a movie New Year's Eve rematch. So I hope you enjoy that. And that was Auld Lang Syne into Weekapaw Groove. So I hope you enjoyed that one from Fish. So next is going to be Half Full Glass of Wine by Tame Impala. This is from their Live Versions album. This is live from Chicago. Not a song that I knew before listening to this live album, but I really enjoy this version. I think it's quite different than the original. Not different, but they add a little bit of a jam section at the end, which I think you'll enjoy. And I think is a great rendition by Tame Impala. But I'll play that song and then come back to introduce the closer for this show. I'm pretty excited. It's something that I think is long overdue, but I think it's going to be a great way to end 2020, if that's a hint for you. But yeah, so here is Half Full Glass of Wine.
Right. See if we can prove our musical prowess on this song. Well, half full glass of wine. Crazy Chicago. Give up waiting at 17.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Again, you just heard Half Full Glass of Wine, which is a live version from Chicago by Tame Impala. And lastly, as promised, our closer is an exciting one. I think a great way to end out this crazy year that is 2020. And I'm not exactly sure the right way to categorize this, but it's my favorite chunk of songs from any album I've ever heard. And I'm sure you'll recognize it if you're a fan of classic rock or maybe even music in general. It's quite famous. But up next is the Abbey Road medley by the Beatles, which culminates in the famous song, The End. So I thought, you know, a great way to end this year is by playing The End, just to put a cap on it. And you can't play any of the individual songs from the Abbey Road medley without playing the whole thing. And I don't think I've done that yet on the show. So I'm excited to play you the Abbey Road medley, I think starting with Mean Mr. Mustard. Let me double check that and make sure that's right. Yes, Mean Mr. Mustard through The End from Abbey Road. So I hope you enjoy, but I want to thank you all for listening throughout this year. I know it's been hard and wacky and crazy and unpredictable and all of the above in your own lives. And even through this show, it got canceled or I got kicked out of school midway through March and couldn't do it for months and then came back and did the show from the studio for a few weeks. And then cases started rising and they kicked me out of the studio again. And I had to learn how to do this weird pre-recorded thing from my bedroom and learn how to upload it and screwed it up last week and had to start an hour late. So I thank you all for your patience with me through all this stuff. But I really do enjoy sharing music with you all and hearing from you and just bringing people together in this way. It's my favorite way to connect with people. So I just want to thank you all for sticking it out with me through 2020. And here's to hopefully better 2021. One good year in 2021. That's going to be our theme for next year. But yeah, thanks so much for listening, you know, throughout the semester and for staying in touch for those who are close to me. And if not, for listening, on your own, even if you don't know me personally, it's been a fun time to do this. And I'm looking forward to my last semester, on air, and it's going to be bittersweet, but, it'll be fun and we'll enjoy some music together. But here to send you out for the last time in 2020, here is the Abbey Road medley.
Me and Mr. Mustard sleeps in the park, shaves in the dark, trying to save paper. Sleeps in a hole in the road, saving up to buy some clothes. Keeps a 10-mark note up his nose. Such a mean old man. She never stops, she's a go-getter. Takes him out to look at the Queen. Only place that he's ever been. Always shouts out something obscene. Such a dirty old man. Dirty old man. We'll be right back.
pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
That. she'll take a chance. You walk up to her and say hello, and you ask if she wants to dance. You've got big strong arms to hold her, but they're never gonna get you much. To try to get home, and she has to play music in her ear so the boys will leave her alone. But one guy, he just won't listen, and he tries for a little touch, so he's gonna get a fist right in his face, 'cause this girl, she's had enough.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three
she's
lights
happy about
and then take
it.
The next left.
I don't really
then
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I heard
you later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Is she from heaven or from 1977? She's kind of funny. All my friends think she's a dummy, but
weird and wonderful world of tomorrow, we'll still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old exile?
Yeah, little daggers, yeah, yeah. the window, watched you walk away. Told myself I wasn't gonna cry. I sat down to write a symphony, but it didn't turn out right. And oh, I just need you, I need you tonight. I took a walk outside this morning in the sweet, sweet summer rain. I watched the children laughing as they played, oh so joyful in their game. But you know